Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
Say what you want about Donald Trump, but he's done an impressive job on one thing: letting us know what he'd do if elected. From his own public and private remarks, also proposals from his favored think tanks, the shape of a second Trump presidency is starting to emerge. Here are 10 of his top priorities. 1. End military support for Ukraine. Trump wants to make that country give Russia some of its territory in exchange for peace. 2. Pull the U.S. out of NATO. Trump thinks we should stop subsidizing our European allies' defense. He even invited Vladimir Putin, with whom he has a good relationship, to attack them if they didn't, quote, pay their bills. 3. Begin mass arrests, detentions, and deportations of undocumented immigrants. 4. Send U.S. troops to Mexico, not so much to deter immigration as to battle drug cartels. 5. Let states impose their own abortion limits. He had called for a nationwide ban, but the other day he backed off since that idea is not so popular with voters. 6. End the FBI's independence and use the Justice Department to punish his political enemies. 7. Replace officials of the traditionally nonpartisan civil service with political appointees. 8. Impose a 10% tariff on nearly all imports. Also, for security reasons, ban Chinese electronic goods. 9. Stop building wind turbines. End subsidies for electric cars and otherwise reduce U.S. efforts to deal with climate change. 10. Decertify school teachers found to be insufficiently patriotic and end protections for transgender students. Also, launch a federally funded American Academy that would grant college degrees without teaching what he calls wokeness and jihadism. Trump and his think tank supporters have proposed hundreds of policy changes, but I picked the biggest ones he said he would implement. If, of course, he wins. Even then, many of these proposals would need congressional approval, which could be difficult. Also, Trump might lose interest in some of his ideas after he's elected. Remember Infrastructure Week, the Obamacare replacement? But for a candidate to be this specific about his intentions at this stage is, unusually, refreshingly revealing. As Maya Angelou, the writer and civil rights activist, once put it, when somebody shows you who they are, believe them the first time. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.